This is Amber Rolt reporting for the EG from the London Development Summit at the British Museum. And I'm joined here with Emma Carriaga, who's head of operations of Canada Water. Emma, thank you very much for your time. Could you please bring me up to speed as to where progress is at your Canada Water site?
We've been busy working over the last year on our master plan, which we hope to submit in the spring of next year. That is a master plan for up to 5.5 million square feet, which will be London's newest town centre.
And can you talk to me a little bit more about what's going to be included within that 5.5 million square feet?
Great thing about something like Canada Water is when designing a new town centre, it's not just about retail and leisure, it's not just about offices, it's everything in terms of homes, jobs, shops, restaurants, education, culture. In fact, I think we totted up there are about 15 different uses in the Canada Water Master Plan, and they all go towards making the new town centre a place where you will be able to, in little over 18 months, start to see action on the ground in terms of our first phase.
And when is it exactly that you expect to start on the first phase?
So we're going in for planning to Southwark Council in 2018, and assuming we get planning consent towards the end of next year, the intention is to be on site in early 2019.
And while the site is going through the planning process, which as we know can often be quite a lengthy process, one of your buildings on site is particularly interesting, which is the former Daily Mail printing works, which is actually being used in the interim as an events venue, is that correct?
That's right.
And I think it's been operational now for just under a year, and I think some of the uses that it's been put towards have really put Canada Water on the map amongst a variety of people that may not have known it was there before. Do you think that having that venue there has been beneficial to the placemaking of the area?
One of the things that you find when you're bringing forward a master plan on this sort of scale is trying to make sure that it reflects the place around it, both the physical place but also the history and the stories. And the print works at Canada Water is a remaining building. It has huge amount of character and obviously a great story in terms of when this part of London was a busy printing press, employing lots of people and servicing London with all their newspapers. And the use of the print works is something that we've been on site with for just under a year. It's being run as a meanwhile use event space where we've hosted a range of cultural events, ballet, music. There are Saturday afternoon raves that are on site as we speak for the rest of the season. And over the last 9 months, we've had over 150,000 people coming to the print works, enjoying it as a space and starting to see the potential of Canada Water as a new town centre. In the long term, it's giving us real, good ideas and insight into what people want, how people use space, and helping us think about how the print works could form part of the longer term master plan, either for a continuation of it as a cultural or music event space in whole or in part, or as a potential workspace for part of our office contribution. So it's very flexible, and sort of using it whilst we're planning has been a great tool for us to reimagine, I suppose, the future use of the print works.
So am I right in thinking that print works, its use as it is at the moment, is only going to be for, 5 years or the duration of the planning process?
We've not committed to any particular length of service. We see it as a meanwhile use space at the moment. Our master plan proposals allow for the potential for that building to be replaced or retained, and depending on the level of interest we have for its permanent use, I think will help us determine whether or not its use for other purposes is a shorter or a longer term one.
I think with regards to its permanent use, I think if you say it's already had 150,000 visitors, and as a venue it's got more Instagram followers than the Roundhouse, I mean, given that it's only been operational for under a year, those are incredibly impressive statistics for a London venue. I mean, would you consider retaining its use as an events venue in the final version of the master plan?
Certainly. I think the master plan and the early proposals for the Printworks look to whether or not we could retain part of it for an event space for the longer term. Its use at the moment is pretty versatile. Yes, there's music events that happen there, but also it's been home to recording facilities, sports, fashion shows, and it's really sort of shown its versatility, and making sure that we can have an element of that retained as part of the longer term plans for the new town centre we think is quite important.
And what's going to be involved in the decision making process behind that?
The master plan will allow for the retention of it, and we'll continue to run it as a meanwhile use space. And we are talking to a number of occupiers currently for its longer term use. And depending on how those discussions and negotiations go, I think we'll have in time, you know, enough confidence as to its longer term future.
And what stage and what are the main sort of timescales remaining for the master plan? When are you anticipating for that to go into planning?
So the planning application will be submitted in the spring of next year. It's likely that we will secure a consent towards the end of 2018, and that being the case, we will be starting on site in 2019, with the first phase buildings being delivered in 2022.
Emma, thank you very much for your time.
All right.